Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. There are several confirmed cases of MISC, or a multi-system inflammatory syndrome, with children in Pennsylvania. The Centers for Disease Control says this is a complication from the coronavirus. Secretary of Health Dr. Rachel Levine says it's similar to Kawasaki disease.
Symptoms of MISC include persistent fever, often a high fever, a rash or change in skin color, swollen lymph nodes, red eyes or conjunctivitis, and abdominal pain.
Dr. Levine says it's important for parents to know the symptoms because a lot is unknown about the disease.
If you notice any symptoms in your child, please contact your child's pediatrician or other healthcare provider who will be able to guide you on what to do next. We are working with our great children's hospitals and our major pediatric centers to gather case information using a standardized form that's provided by the CDC.
And she says it's unknown if the disease is specific to children or if it can occur in adults as well. It's also unknown how MISC is transmitted. Some counties in Pennsylvania are moving to the green phase in Governor Wolf's reopening plan tomorrow. This includes restaurants, gyms, salons opening at 50% capacity. Governor Wolf says he's working with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association for proper guidelines.
Ultimately, what's going to work is not enforcement. What's going to work is each and every individual Pennsylvanian, each and every business owner, doing everything they can to protect their employees and their customers and protect each other from this disease, which is an infectious disease that can be very, very deadly.
Guidelines will be released later this week. Governor Wolf says the goal is to keep everybody safe. Philadelphia officials announced changes to restrictions put in place 2 months ago to control the spread of COVID-19, and it's good news for construction workers and those who like to get their food to go. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Jim Kenney amended his stay-at-home order to allow all permitted construction to resume, not just projects approved before the order took effect, and to allow walk-up ordering at restaurants and food trucks. New rules are in place. Everyone must stay 6 feet apart, wear masks, wait outside for their order, and there can be no more than 10 people in line. But Health Commissioner Tom Farley says it's a sign of the progress the city is making.
This is the first step towards a new normal. If all of our numbers continue to be good, Philadelphia will go to the yellow phase June 5th.
Farley says after reopening, businesses will have to adapt to new restrictions to help protect the people. More coronavirus restrictions are being eased in New Jersey. Governor Murphy says he'll allow outdoor graduation ceremonies this summer. KYW's Mike DiNardo has details.
Governor Murphy says the class of 2020 can plan for an outdoor graduation ceremony this summer with the requisite social distancing. He says graduates of any New Jersey school, high schools, colleges, any schools, may hold outdoor graduations after July 6th.
We want them to celebrate and to be celebrated by their families, friends, and the educators who helped get them there.
Murphy also announced that professional sports teams may begin training and playing in New Jersey if their leagues give the okay. The Sixers now say the team's training facility in Camden will begin a phase-in reopening beginning later today. The Flyers, who train in Voorhees, are looking to move into Phase 2 of the NHL's return that potentially resumes play this summer. Bicycles are needed to help essential workers get to their job during the COVID-19 crisis. KYW's John McDevitt reports a new program is connecting those in need with those who want to help.
The Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission is helping to facilitate the program. Betsy Mastaglio manages the DVRPC's Office of Transit, Bicycle, and Pedestrian Planning.
A lot of people have expressed that they would like a bike right now. Either they don't have a car, they don't always have access to the car because other people need it. Maybe the transit isn't an option for them right now, or they don't feel comfortable with it. So biking is a great means to get around.
After the type and size of bicycle is requested, the DVRPC attempts to find a match with someone who wants to help.
Social distancing is key. The bike owner and recipient decide on a location to make a contactless exchange. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.